Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, December 22nd of 2020. That's right, it is Christmas week, 3 days before the Lord's birthday. So we, for the most part this week, I'm mostly talking about the birth of Jesus and singing Christmas songs and about Christmas and even some of my all-time favorite memories I have of Christmas. I do want to let you know, though, however, that I am traveling as a when I get in the car, there may be some technical difficulties. So I'm going to see how much of this I can do, hopefully more than not, but we'll just see how it goes. We're just going to see how it goes. All right. So, I really hope that you are really getting ready, finishing up your preparations for, of course, Christmas. As the big day is Friday, and today I was at the mall here in the Detroit area, and it was, as I would put it, decently busy. Kind of reminded me of about 5 years ago when I was there on the 22nd of December. But I will say this. In my mind, it pales in comparison to the 23rd. Does the 22nd always pale in comparison? No. No. No, not always. It truly depends on the day of the week. The day of the week is important, I think. Obviously, if the 22nd is a Tuesday and the 23rd is a Wednesday, that can be a difference. If the 22nd is a Sunday, the 23rd is a Monday, that can make it so that the 22nd was busier. There are different variances like that that must be considered. As I would put it, there are, variances, and sometimes, and I'm not even talking about weather or anything like that. I'm just talking in general. But some of the places that you would think would have the biggest lines weren't even that bad. They really were not. As for Christmas Eve, I don't know. I was in there last year on the 24th, and I'm not going to say it wasn't necessarily packed or wasn't necessarily dead, but the busiest part kept changing and changing and changing like every 15 minutes. Remember, Dad, when we went there, it kept changing.
Yep.
Is that a good way to feel last year? It was just a hard act to follow.
Oh, yeah.
It was like you had to be on your toes to find everybody. As for this year, with it being a Thursday, it's a wait and see. Will it change it or not? Because sometimes, and people may be like, well, why is it that when you come down here? Come down to a certain area, why do you always focus on a certain mall or whatever? Part of it is record keeping because I do like to analyze. And I can remember, for example, what it was like in December of 98, for example. But anything before 98 can get kind of difficult, especially if there were variances like maybe the music was turned up so loud that it made it so that I couldn't hear the people. Like that might have happened in like 96. But like I'm speaking of for a place like Midland, for example, I'm curious to see like what Target is going to be to tomorrow, my local Target. And then, like I said, I'm coming down here tomorrow night and then Thursday. And then Friday, of course, we're going to do our Christmas thing. And depending on the year, sometimes we open more of our gifts on Christmas Eve. The other times we do it on Christmas morning when we do our stockings. And I still like to say Santa came on Christmas Day, Christmas morning. I still do. And, you know, sometimes I guess depending on how good of a guy I've been, sometimes I get candy. Other times I get, you know, candy and a gift card. You know, you never know. You never know what he's going to give me. Just have to wait and see. It's always a mystery. And and then Christmas Day, you know, we have our lunch, which can vary. Then we have later on, and we like to watch Christmas movies during the season. We really do. I know I do. I greatly enjoy it. And I would almost say it's a rite of passage, but I don't know. But like I said, almost. Almost. But I hope some of you got a chance to look at the Christmas star last night. In this area, up here in Michigan in general, it was snowing and or cloudy, so it made it a lot harder to see the star, the Christmas star. But in places where it was clear, it made it a lot easier to see, like I said, to see the Christmas star. And it really does make a difference. Okay, really does. And so, you know, the Magi that showed these people. These people, these shepherds and wise men, they're all looking to see where the star was. But they have to travel to go find that star. And the star, in fact, the star follows them all the way to the place where Jesus was, where he is lying in the manger, in the swaddling clothes. I don't know why swaddling clothes were chosen, but I know that they were chosen. And I'm sure there's different philosophies and thoughts as to why that is. Like I said, I do not know for sure. Why? But it has given me a notification that I have 90 seconds left. And what's up with that? I don't know. But anyhow, we are, I can get back on. We're going to get into some songs, and then we're going to talk a bit more about the birth of Jesus and how it signifies the covenant, the blood covenant that we have with Jesus. Because without the birth of Jesus, we couldn't have the covenant. No birth, no covenant. Because it wasn't just like suddenly new covenant takes effect. No. But for right now, God first, God always.